This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas. Here's Matt Perrault.
Let's talk some Pelicans basketball. Let's head to the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline, where we find Kevin Berrios, the Bird Wright, SB Nation's great site covering the Pelicans. Kevin, Matt Perrault, how are you?
I'm great, recovering a little bit from last night, but it's a great feeling.
119-102, the win for the Pelicans. They go up 3-0. That game was never really in question after winning both games at home, on the road rather, to come back home and to play like that. How good of a sign is that going forward? This series, in my mind, is over. It's about the next series for the Pelicans. But the way they're playing right now, how confident are you and fans looking at this team right now?
Oh, I think confidence is at an all-time high right now. I think a lot of us looking at this matchup that we had, we thought we had a good chance of winning it. We thought it would at least be an even competitive series. And it's been not really that. It's been pretty overwhelmingly one-sided to the Pelicans with a few moments here and there for the Trailblazers. But last night just seemed like was the night that they waved the white flag. You could see the quit in their faces. And I think they're done in this series. I think we'll wrap it up tomorrow. And confidence is at an all-time high heading forward. I mean, look, we might get a limping Golden State team, and you never know what could happen there. I think this is the peak level of Pelicans basketball right now, and the way that defense has been playing in this series particularly has been outstanding. And if that can carry over and if we could have some answer for Kevin Durant, I think nobody really wants to play us right now.
Well, speaking of the defense, is this the best you've seen from a two-way perspective when it comes to Jrue Holiday, both offensively and defensively for the Pelicans?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, Drew's always been a great defender. His whole career here, he's been very solid. But about a month and a half to 2 months ago, he seemed to just take it to a whole nother level. It's like we would joke that he was in, we will not joke. We would say that he was an elite perimeter defender. But now we're sort of joking that he's at whatever the level is above elite right now. I mean, he's super versatile. He's, you can see how pained Damian Lillard is on the court right now. He does not want to see Jrue Holiday's face for a while after the series ends.
I'm a Celtics fan, so I remember and I've seen playoff Rondo versus regular season Rondo. I know the difference, but you guys in New Orleans, how much fun are you having seeing the version of this version of Rondo now here in the playoffs?
Oh, it's been great. He's had his bumps, and people have gone after him throughout the year for sometimes showing up with a lack of effort or just being ineffective in a game. But over the last couple of weeks, which were really our stretch run playoff, he started playoff Rondo a little bit early for us because we needed him to get into the playoffs, and he's just been completely engaged. But even back in the when you could beat on him for lack of effort or lack of defense, he was still providing things that made this team function. He was allowing Jrue Holiday to play off the ball, and he sort of instilled an aggressive attitude in Jrue Holiday that was missing for his whole Pelicans tenure here. I credit Rajon Rondo's presence with sort of changing Jrue Holiday's mentality on the offensive end, which has now propelled him into being one of the premier guards in the league.
Does this team have the potential to get run 4-0? Is this series over in your mind, or is there any doubt that, look, the series might not be over because crazy things happen to inexperienced teams in the playoffs?
No, I think it's over. And last night you could see that team, the Portland team, just quit on the court. And, you're down 3-0. You still got to play another game here. Now you have a Friday night off in New Orleans. Yeah. I feel like they're going to start vacation early, and we're just going to wrap it up tomorrow afternoon.
Anthony Davis is obviously one of the best players in the NBA. But when Boogie went down, did his game change at all?
I don't know that it changed. The way the defense played changed. Miritich's emergence as a versatile defender and particularly this matchup against Portland allowed Anthony Davis to get back to more of that roaming free safety presence, which, you know, he couldn't do as much with Boogie on the court. And so I think we've seen this Anthony Davis before, and I would say, honestly, in this series, we're seeing Anthony Davis being more of a backseat guy on the offensive end, but a total anchor in the paint defensively, and the most incredible help defender that you could have. And that being said, he's still been amazing offensively, but you're not seeing those, you know, 40-point, 50-point games that we've seen from him in the past. You know, he's, you know, in the 20s, and you're seeing Drew Holiday and Mirotić score more than him, but he's really, him and Drew Holiday are just the two anchors of that defense and have changed the way this Pelicans team can play.
If this team, say they were to beat Golden State, right, and get to the conference finals, even the NBA finals, does that help or hurt Boogie Cousins returning next year in New Orleans?
I think there's no chance that Boogie does not come back. I think the team loves him. The players want him back. The city loves him. The city wants him back. Now, there's this narrative that's been floated that this team is playing better without Boogie, and I don't necessarily believe that's the case. I mean, you look at his last game, we were the team that ended the Rockets' run. I mean, a team with Anthony Davis and DeMarcus Cousins creates so many mismatches for all of the teams in the league, except for maybe like the Philadelphia 76ers, who are like a very long and big team. But, you know, that's just a matchup nightmare. Then if Mirotić is still on the team next year as well, then you can play multiple styles. You could slow it down, let Boogie cook for some times. You could stagger where Anthony Davis gets to play center, or where Mirotić gets to play center with Anthony Davis. And you could play multiple styles and just, you know, be very versatile. And like, why wouldn't you want an all-star player that's totally committed to the city, who the team loves, and who, you know, is the best offensive center in the league right now back on the team?
Right. It's interesting too, because when Boogie and Anthony Davis were on the court at the same time, the thought was this team does not have enough three-point shooting. You know, they have a shooting lack. And last night they were 11 of 27. Do you see a lack of three-point shooting as being a problem?
In the offseason, I wrote sort of a tongue-in-cheek plan of attack for building this team for this year, and the title was Shooting is Overrated. It was sort of tongue-in-cheek, but I felt that we had the shooting that we needed and that it was more about playmaking and defense and rebounding that we needed to focus on. And, you know, guys like Mirotić came later on that added three-point shooting. Darius Miller emerged for a while. He's been in a slump for a little bit closing out the season, but he stepped it up a bit in the playoffs. And Ian Clark stepped it up towards the end of the season, and Etuan Moore seems to be coming back closer to where he was in, like, I think it was December, where he was having an incredible month. So I think three-point shooting is great, and I think we have a lot of it. But at the same time, what we really needed to do is attack the paint and just build a defensive identity and also just create plays for your best players. And I think we have a lot of ball handlers that can get guys in the right position, and the attention that Holiday and Davis draw frees things up for everybody else. And especially once Boogie's in there, because then you also have another guy that demands so much attention.
You know, Kevin, it's wild to watch the West right now and how much talent is in the overall in the conference. But are you even surprised to see how poorly Damian Lillard and Portland, how poorly they have played in this series? Because, you know, game one, people said that the Trailblazers, you know, got the game stolen from them by the Pelicans. And I disagreed with that. I thought they just got outplayed. And the same thing happened in game two. Same thing happened in game number three. So how surprised are you to see New Orleans up 3-0 right now?
I'm surprised. I mean, but going into this series, I thought it was going to be a very close series. I thought it was going to be a back-and-forth series. And I thought if it was a six-game series, the Pelicans won. If it was a seven-game series, that meant Portland won. I did not see this level of play from the Pelicans coming. And I really do believe that if, you know, Etwan Moore has been questionable sometimes as a one-on-one defender. I'm a big Etwan Moore fan. I'm not trying to knock him, but all players have their limitations, and sometimes his defense has been a limitation for us, especially since he has been tasked with normally guarding a guy that's the size of a small forward when he himself is really a shooting guard. But him and Rondo stepping up their defense and Drew Holiday taking it to that next level and Mirotić being that versatile guy that allows Anthony Davis to roam just created a whole new defensive dynamic that really has thrown Portland off their game. And you see, like, Damian Lillard cannot shake Drew Holiday off of him. He's all over him. And even when he lets him guide him into the paint underneath the rim, then Anthony Davis comes over and either tips a pass, blocks a shot, or just forces a turnover or forces him to get out from under the basket. So they're not finding anything comfortable. And when their team is built on perimeter and they don't have great inside presences, Nurkic is a nice player, but he is not like a player of the caliber of an Anthony Davis or even this version of Nikola Mirotić that we're seeing right now. It's just they just don't have enough to combat the complete shutting down of their perimeter players.
Right. Kevin, great stuff. Appreciate the time.
All right. Thank you, man.
That's Kevin Berrios from The Bird Writes, SB Nation's great site covering the Pelicans, joining us on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. 3-0 for the Pelicans. I'd be shocked if that went to even game five. That's just been a lopsided series and a lot of questions with the Trailblazers. A lot of issues with that team as to why they performed so poorly. Damian Lillard, he's a legit MVP candidate for this year, and yet in the playoffs, the Trailblazers have been awful. Just not what you would expect. And yes, I know Anthony Davis is dangerous, and we talked about it throughout the year that nobody wanted to play New Orleans, but that was with Boogie. And without him, everyone said, oh, they'll be easier to beat, and it'll be a hard-fought series, but I think there's going to be a win there for the Trailblazers, and that has not happened for Portland, unfortunately. They just have not had answers for those talented long shooters and playoff Rajon Rondo. That's a real thing, by the way. Playoff Rondo is a big thing. There's regular season, aloof, crazy Rondo, and then there's locked-in, focused, and really good playoff Rondo, and that's what we're seeing right now. A playoff Rondo who can shoot, which is unbelievable considering he never can do it in the regular season. Our final hand hits you next as we wrap the week on Pushing the Odds, SB Nation Radio.